And here we are back, WWGH Radio, Tuesday, February the 4th, 2020. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour, and I have to thank Zach Fuller, our weatherman, for dropping off a large Diet Coke today. You know, this is really becoming a thing now, because now Zach has done it, Abby has done it, Sean has done it, Terry has done it. So I thank anybody who brings me a large Diet Coke. And again, I'm not asking for it. Don't put me in that category of asking for it. But it certainly doesn't hurt. And all the people who have brought other things over the time here to the station. Now, as I've said, it's a sad morning. If you didn't hear, an hour number one, radio host here on the station for 4 years, a lady I knew for 20 years, Marge Hazlett, host of Talk of the Town and panelist on the Exchange Club here with Charlie and I, passed away on Sunday at the age of 85. Marge's last show on the station was February 15th, 2019, just a little less than a year ago, and we will certainly miss her. Now, if anybody has any memories they want to share of Marge anytime during this hour, because I do feel like we are a radio family, please feel free to call in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I know a lot of people were students of Marge's and knew her from other places other than just the station. So it's one of those things, one of those mornings we would rather not do. But Marge had a good life. Marge really did have a good life, and I know she was very content with everything that she had done. Her life was a life of service. It really, really was. From being a college professor, to being a school teacher, to being a radio host, everything that Marge did mattered. And so we will miss her. 740-383-9944. If you'd like to share a memory of Marge Hazlett anytime during the upcoming hour, please feel free. And I'll be speaking tonight to the Ridgedale Lions Club, which I look forward to. I believe I speak at 7 o'clock, and the event starts tonight at 6:30 out at the Ridgedale Administration Building. Now, we were doing movie quotes yesterday and having a lot of fun with this. Movie quotes are a lot of fun. Let's see here. Where were we yesterday? We got quite a few yesterday, but we did not get them all. So let's get back into our movie quotes here. Now, here's one we did not get yesterday. Let's see if we get it today. Now, remember, these are quotes from famous movies. If you know the name of the movie, give me a call. 740-383-9944. Greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Does anybody know what movie that's from? Greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Does anybody know what movie that's from? Well, here is another nice mess you've gotten me into. Now, that was an interesting one yesterday, because a lot of people thought it was Laurel and Hardy. Now, I think they did use that, but I don't know if it originated with Laurel and Hardy. Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into. What movie was that from? What a dump. Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room. Elementary, my dear Watson. Here's Johnny. They're here. Those are the quotes we have. Does anybody know what movies those quotes are from? 740-383-9944. They're here. Here's Johnny. Elementary, my dear Watson. Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room. What a dump. All kinds of interesting movies. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
The Greed quote, was that from Wall Street?
That was from Michael Douglas's
Michael Douglas Wall Street. Yeah.
Absolutely. Greed.
I kind of thought that he said that, but then I couldn't remember, and then I remembered.
You know, and that was one of those, if that was ever an 80s movie, if there was ever an 80s movie, that would be the one.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like Michael Douglas. He's he's a good actor.
And still out there acting, and I think his father, Kirk Douglas, is still alive.
Yes, he is.
Like 104 or something like that.
Pretty crazy.
Up there in age. Well, hey, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, that is right. The quote, and a lot of people couldn't believe that we weren't getting that quote yesterday. The quote, "Greed, for lack of a better word, is good." That is from the 1987 Michael Douglas movie Wall Street. All right, 17 minutes past the hour. What other quotes do we have here? Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into. Does anybody know that one? Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into. What a dump. Where does that come from? What a dump. Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room. Elementary, my dear Watson. Now, you might think you know what that's from, but you've got to give me the exact title of the movie. Elementary, my dear Watson. Here's Johnny. What movie did that originate in? They're here. Does anybody know what movie that came from? Maybe somebody out there does at this particular point. Go ahead, caller.
Here's Johnny.
Go ahead, caller.
What movie did that originate
in? Are you there?
Here.
Hello, caller.
Well, if you didn't know, I said I was going to can out there.
What was that?
I don't know.
How much was it, Gunner?
$4.99.
Hello? I don't know. I think we were just in the grocery store with somebody there. Well, if that was you, give us a call back. 740-383-9944. See, you never know where WWGH Radio is being carried in the morning. That sounded like a grocery. It sounded like some kind of bartering deal going on there. Okay, the quote's on the table. Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into. What movie's that from? I'll be surprised if somebody gets that one. That seems like a little difficult quote. Go ahead, caller.
You say they're here. Is that Poltergeist?
It is Poltergeist. Now, have you ever seen Poltergeist?
Yeah, many years ago.
You know, I have not seen that movie for years. I remember the quote, though. That's one of the famous lines. They're here. Hey,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. They're here is right. That does come from the movie Poltergeist. All right, we're doing well here this morning. We still have, well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into. That seems to be the tough one. Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into. What a dump. There's another hard one. What a dump. Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room. Now, see, I'd never heard that quote, but maybe somebody else out there in listener land has. Go ahead, caller.
That wrong quote. Was that from Sherlock Holmes?
It was from Sherlock Holmes, but that's not the title of the movie. Sherlock Holmes did say Elementary, my dear Watson, but that's not the title of the movie.
All right, I'll think about it.
Okay, think about it. Thank you. Yes, that is right. Sherlock Holmes did say Elementary, my dear Watson, but Sherlock Holmes is not the title of the movie that that came from. Does anybody know the title of the movie that the quote, Elementary, my dear Watson, came from? We still have Here's Johnny. Does anybody know what movie that is from? That's a popular one. Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room. I'd never heard that quote, but it's a popular movie. What a dump. What a dump. I can picture the person saying that, but as far as the movie, I have no idea. Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into. Does anybody know about that one? Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. I would just like to say as far as Marge.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
How very sorry I am to hear that. I did not know her personally. I've just been a long-time listener, enjoyed listening to her. I also have five cats. So of course, I loved listening to her about her cast, but she, you could just tell she was a good soul. And I know from listening so long that you are all a family, and I know her loss is going to be really felt. So my condolences to all of you, and we really enjoyed listening to her.
Yeah, she was a great lady, and even after she could not come to the radio station anymore, which hasn't even been a year. Her last show was February 15th of last year. We did stay in touch, and as I say, Sean and I went and visited her the Friday before Christmas. And, you know, it was the same old Marge. She was, she couldn't drive anymore, but she was still happy at Primrose. She was going down and having dinner every night, and she was leading a good life. And 85's not bad. And
absolutely.
And she,
may we all be so lucky.
Yeah, well, should we all? And she worked right up till she was 84. And
wow.
She didn't talk a whole lot about it, but she did talk about it on air, so I don't mind saying it. But she battled cancer for over a decade.
Oh my.
And kept coming in, and she developed cancer when she was still at Ohio State. Kept doing the job there for about 7 or 8 years, came here for 4 years, had cancer the entire time, but I never knew Marge not to show up.
She didn't let it keep her down, that's for sure.
And I never heard her complain. You know, never heard Marge complain about any illness she was having, and I could tell... You know, you could just tell that she was losing some weight, and but she never said anything about it. If you would ask her how her day was, it was a good day.
Yeah, very, very positive soul, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, I can't thank you enough for sharing your condolences.
Yes, most certainly.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's what we're doing this morning, celebrating the life of Marge Hazlett, who spent 4 years on this station. And I knew her for 20 years, as she was one of my college professors at Ohio State. Marge passed away Sunday at the age of 85. And that's the kind of lady she was. She never let anything get her down. A matter of fact, when I saw her back in December, just a month ago, she was very positive, had ideas, was talking about things she wanted to do, things that she wanted to come back and do some things on the radio, which would have been nice if we were able to do that, but time, you know, you just don't know one day to the next what's going to happen, and I guess we all have to live by that. But I do think of this as a family atmosphere. I do think of the people who come here and do shows as family members, and certainly Marge Hazlett fit into that category. And again, the news we got yesterday that Marge Hazlett, longtime host of Talk of the Town here on WWGH Radio, had passed away Sunday at the age of 85. So if you have a memory you'd like to share of Marge, break in at any point, 740-383-9944. We would certainly not mind to hear your remembrances of this woman. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, yeah. That's nothing to do with you. I've got an NASCAR call. Say it.
Right.
Medical reasons, I'm not going to be able to go. So if anybody out there listening now, and they want that ticket, they can call me, and I will give them the ticket.
Oh, okay. Do you want to give your number so they can call you?
Yeah, I'm getting ready now.
I'm not going to be able to go.
Go ahead.
740. 244-5174.
All right, if they'd like that NASCAR ticket for the event on the 15th, they can give you a call. Hey,
medical, I won't be able to go.
All right, thank you for calling in.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there you go. So, we're doing trivia, and we're also remembering Marge Hazlett this morning, 28 minutes past the hour. On this Tuesday morning, February the 4th, 2020. All right, we're looking for the movies for the quotes that we are reading. What movies did these quotes come from? Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into. What movie does that come from? Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into. What a dump. What movie did that come from? What a dump. Gentlemen, you can fight in here. You can't fight in here. See, I said it wrong. Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room. Does anybody know what that is? Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room. Elementary, my dear Watson. And again, we now know that Sherlock Holmes did say this. But what movie was it from? Elementary, my dear Watson. Here's Johnny. What movie did that come from? Here's Johnny. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Give us a ring, and we will put you up on the air this morning. It's always good to hear from you, the listening audience. And say it's an interesting morning, remembering Marge Hazlett. You know, 20 years flies by so fast. When you go back and think about that, when I was driving in this morning, I thought, okay, now how long had I known Marge? I certainly knew her from the time here at the radio station, but I was trying to think, when did I have her as a college professor? And 20 years ago. 20 years ago this year. How about that? That is unbelievable in my mind. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Here's Johnny. It's from Mask. I remember seeing him.
He might have said it in The Mask, but that wasn't the original movie that it was from. there was a famous movie prior to that that was set in.
That quote along Hardy, that was from the 1920s. So it was probably said first.
Well, it's interesting because the movie that they say that is from was 1933, the movie was made.
Yeah, see, Long Hardy was in 1920s.
That
was probably the first one.
So what was Laurel and Hardy?
I'll tell you that.
What was Laurel and Hardy's quote exactly?
Well, this was another fine mess you've gotten me into.
Well, that's it. I wonder if this is
Fine mess. Fine mess, not nice mess.
Right.
Said nice mess too.
Yeah, this says nice mess. So I don't know if that. I would have to look up this movie to see exactly what this movie is, but I don't. Yeah, this might be a Laurel and Hardy movie for all I know. I don't know.
Okay.
It could be.
They're famous because they said it both ways: a nice mess and a fine mess.
Well, it's quite possible that this is a Laurel and Hardy movie. I would have to look it up to see if that's what it is, but it very well could be a Laurel and Hardy movie. But that is a big... Let me check here real quick. Let me search this movie title.
Here's Johnny quote is when Jim Carrey was in the nightclub, and he walks in with the mask on, and he says, "Here's Johnny."
Well, I do know this now, that this movie is a Laurel and Hardy movie, so apparently they did not say that quote until 1933. But it
According to Google, they did it in 1920.
Good. I don't. Hard to say. But yeah, the Mask did come after this movie, quite a bit after this movie, because I think the Mask came out in '95, and this movie predates that.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye bye. Yeah, so this is a Laurel and Hardy movie. Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into. So we all now know that is a Laurel and Hardy quote, but does anybody know what movie it was set in? That's the question this morning here. What movie was the quote, "Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into," set in? What a dump. We still don't have that one. Now, I know who said that. I can picture the person saying it. But does anybody know what movie that originated in? What a dump. Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room. Does anybody know what movie that's from? Elementary, my dear Watson. Well, we know that comes from Sherlock Holmes, but does anybody know the name of the movie that that came from? Here's Johnny. And I think, I do remember Jim Carrey saying that in The Mask, but it was actually originally said in another movie, very, very, very popular movie. So where did the saying, "Here's Johnny," originate? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. So we've got "Here's Johnny," "Elementary, My Dear Watson," "Gentlemen, You Can't Fight in Here, This Is the War Room," "What a Dump," "Well, Here's Another Nice Mess You've Gotten Me Into." Any of those quotes? Does anybody know the movie? 740-383-9944. Also, this morning, sharing memories of the late Marge Hazlett, who passed away on Sunday at the age of 85. And we will certainly miss Marge. And I know a lot of people who have listened to the station for a long time do remember Marge very, very well, as we all will. And I'm sure as the week goes on, when Charlie comes in, he spent a lot of time with Marge here on the station. He'll have some things to say about her life and times and being around her for the last 3 to 4 years. It was a great time. It was always a great time to be around Marge. And, you know, I guess that's just how life goes sometimes. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Did you try to get that movie, that quote with Oliver Hardy?
Yes, we're trying to get that.
Well, I got one pulled up here. It's called Sons of the Desert.
Sons of the Desert is right. Well, Here's Another Nice Mess You've Gotten Me Into was said in Sons of the Desert, yeah. 1933.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, that was right. Sons of the Desert, 1933. A Laurel and Hardy movie, which we all thought yesterday that's where that quote had originated, and now we know that that is where it originated. 1933, Sons of the Desert. Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into. All right. Quotes we still have. What a dump. I don't even know if anybody's guessed on that one. What a dump. Gentlemen, You Can't Fight in Here, This Is the War Room. Elementary, My Dear Watson. Here's Johnny. Those are the four we have left. Now, I'll tell you what, I'll add some other ones here. That one, I don't think anybody would know. Okay. And I think we've done that one before. Let's see. And, you know, some of these are odd because they have the movie title in the quote. So that doesn't work. And I think we've done that one. We've done that one. And that has the title in it. That isn't going to work. Okay. We did that one. This is an odd one. Okay, I'll be surprised if anybody gets this, but we'll give it a shot. Open the pod bay doors, please, Hal. Does anybody know what movie that's from? Open the pod bay doors, please, Hal. Does anybody remember what movie that came from? Here's Johnny is still out there. If anybody can tell us that movie, I'll be surprised. Away we go. Go ahead, caller.
What a dump. Is that called Beyond the Forest?
Beyond the Forest. And I believe it was Betty Davis that said that.
Yeah.
One of Betty Davis's...
That sounds like Betty Davis.
Yeah, I can hear either her or Joan Crawford saying that line.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Yes, that is right. What a Dump. I believe Betty Davis did say it, and it was the movie Beyond the Forest, 1949. All right. Gentlemen, You Can't Fight in Here, This Is the War Room. Does anybody know what movie that was from? Gentlemen, You Can't Fight in Here, This is the War Room. I don't even know if we've had a guess on that one. Elementary, my dear Watson. Now, we know that Sherlock Holmes, but what was the title of the movie that it was in? We don't have the title of the movie yet. Here's Johnny. Does anybody know what movie that originated in? Then the one we just added. Open the pod bay doors, please, Hal. And I don't know how that was phrased in the movie. Open the pod bay doors, please, Hal. Was probably more of how it was said. Does anybody know what movie that originated in? Now, here's one. Well, hold on. We'll come back to this in just a second. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott.
Yeah.
I had a guy call me about the tickets.
Oh.
And he said he probably couldn't get here until later on this afternoon. So I'll give him first shot. And if he shows up, and if not, we'll try it again.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. 740-383-9944. I guess the NASCAR ticket, somebody inquired about it, would like that ticket, and is going to show up there at Bob's house and get the ticket. But if they do not show up, we'll fill you in as time goes on. Don't forget today, coming up on WWGH Radio, we have the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2:10 until 3 p.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m. And then we have the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m. Don't miss any programming any time of the day here on WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
2001 A Space Odyssey is how.
Now, what is that about? Tell me about that quote.
They go to, well, this movie also. They go to outer space, and it's all computerized. It's all, artificial intelligence, and Hal takes over. He becomes intelligent, and he starts controlling the passengers.
So that's where that quote originates.
Yep.
Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the answer.
All right.
Bye-bye. See, I didn't think anybody would get that one, and here, that's one of the ones that we end up getting. All right. 41 minutes past the hour here. Let's see what else we've got. Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the War Room. Does anybody know what that is? Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the War Room. Elementary, my dear Watson. Here's Johnny. What movie is that from? All right. Now, here are some easier ones. We'll come back to that in a second. Maybe we'll get some answers here. Wouldn't that be nice? Go ahead, caller.
Was it The Shining?
It was The Shining. Here's Johnny. You got
Jack,
it.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson, Academy Award winner galore. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll see you tonight.
I'll see you tonight. 7 o'clock, right?
6:30 for dinner.
6:30 for dinner. I'll be there. All right. And that's right. I'll be tonight with the Ridgedale Lions Club, 6:30 for dinner, 7 o'clock, I'll be giving a little talk, which will be a lot of fun. I'm so glad they asked me to do that. That's always a fun event. And again, this morning, we are remembering Marge Hazlett, who passed away Sunday night at the age of 85. And as I say, Marge was just great. 4 years as host of Talk of the Town, and just did so much for us. Was at Ohio State for the better part of 50 years. Saw Marge right before Christmas, and she was just same old Marge. And Marge's last show on the station, which we did not know was going to be her last show, was February 15th, 2019, so just about a year ago. And we had some conversations on that show, and I played it in the first hour, but I want to play it again here. This is about a year ago. We're going to take the call here before we do this. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was got the guy that was going to come get the ticket.
Yeah?
He just called me, said he wouldn't be able to come out and get it. So it's back open again.
It's back open again. The ticket is still available.
Still available.
Thank you.
Yep.
This quote is from Marge Hazlett's last show on the station not quite a year ago, February 15th, 2019. Here's the late Marge Hazlett.
I had opportunity in nursing to be the director of nursing in Marion when I came. I was offered that job. But I didn't want to do that because that wasn't what I was on my calling. I really loved to work with the patients. I loved teaching the students and helping them help the patient. And I've never been sorry, never in a minute in my life. I love everything I've done. I really have. And people think that is just sick. Well, it isn't. That's the way I am. I'd give my shirt off my back. You know, if I really knew the person needed it worse than I used to be a neat freak. I had to have everything in its place. I had to have it cleaned all the time. I don't even care. You know, I'm going to enjoy my animals. I'm going to enjoy coming here. I'm just going to enjoy life.
And that's the best way.
That's the way I look at it.
And that, again, is from the last broadcast that Marge Hazlett did on this station, February 15th, 2019. And as I said this morning, sadly, we got word yesterday that Marge had passed away on Sunday evening at the age of 85. And at this point, we don't have any more information than that. We don't know anymore. But as soon as we do, we will let you know. Because we think this is a family atmosphere. Now, if anybody wants to share a memory of Marge, we've had people doing that this morning, feel free. If you knew Marge through school or anything else, give us a call. She was a lot of fun. Go ahead, caller.
Gentleman on the war room, was that Dr. Strangelove?
Dr. Strangelove. Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room. You have got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Yes, that was Dr. Strangelove. And we still have our trivia contest going here as well, 45 minutes past the hour. But if you knew Marge from college, or you knew her from her days as a nurse or a teacher at, I believe she was at Mark Street, is where Marge taught, or her time here on the station for the 4 years she was here, and would like to share a memory, please feel free to give us a call, 740-383-9944. And again, Marge Hazlett passed away Sunday night at the age of 85. And we certainly will miss her. All right. The movie quotes we have left. Elementary, my dear Watson. Now, we know Sherlock Holmes said it, but do we know what the title of the movie was? We know who said it, but we don't have the title of the movie yet. All right, now I think we've got all the other ones on that paper, so we're going to add some more here. Apparently the holdout one is going to be that one, Elementary, my dear Watson. I didn't think that would be the holdout, but if anybody can tell me what movie that's from, give me a call, 740-383-9944, Elementary, my dear Watson. All right, here's some new ones. Now some of these are pretty easy, including the first one I'm about to give you. Yo, Adrian. Now, there you go. What movie is that from? Yo, Adrian. Here's another one. Hello, Gorgeous. What movie did that come from? Toga, Toga. That was an interesting movie. Toga, Toga. And now here's, I'll add this one. Listen to them. Children of the Night, what music they make. Now there's an oldie. Do you know what movie that was? Listen to them, Children of the Night, what music they make. That's an old one, but a classic. What movie was that from? Or Toga Toga. Where did Toga Toga come from? Hello, Gorgeous. What movie did that come from? Yo, Adrian. Now, that one I thought somebody'd get right off the bat. Yo, Adrian. What movie did that come from? And then we still have our one that we've had for the last 2 days. Elementary, my dear Watson. We know Sherlock Holmes said it, but do we know what movie it came from? Elementary, my dear Watson. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Those are the movie quotes on the table at this particular juncture. Go ahead, caller.
Toga Toga is National Lampoon Animal House.
Absolutely. Wasn't it John Belushi who said that?
Yeah, I think it was. Boy, he was crazy. That whole show was crazy.
Oh, my God. What a movie that is. 1978 National Lampoon's Animal House. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Toga Toga, National Lampoon's Animal House, 1978. John Belushi. I think the movie that really put him on the map. National Lampoon's Animal House. Toga Toga, famous quote. All right, the ones still on the table today. Listen to them, children of the night. What music they make. Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
Rocky.
Rocky, how could we ever forget Yo Adrian?
I can't remember exactly which one, although I know I've seen them all.
Well, it was the original. I think he said it in every movie, but it actually did originate with the first Rocky.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well,
okay.
Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Yo Adrian comes from Rocky, Sylvester Stallone. To me, that was probably the easiest one that we had this morning. But I do think he said it in every movie. I'm positive he did. That became a big thing for all. Well, there were five originally, but then there have been some ones. I'm not sure how many Rocky movies there are altogether when you finally add them up at the end of the day. Go ahead, caller.
Listen to them, the children at the night, what music they make is Dracula.
Is Dracula, the original Dracula, 1931.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you got it.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, the original Dracula. Who was Dracula in the original Dracula? Famous, wasn't it, Bela Lugosi? Wasn't it Bela Lugosi? Wasn't he the original Dracula back in 1931? Listen to them, children of the night, what music they make. Dracula. And I believe Bela Lugosi was Dracula. Hello, gorgeous. What movie did that come from? Now, that's kind of a different movie, if you think about it, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
You're right. Bela Lugosi.
Bela Lugosi. Now, I wonder what his lifespan was. Did he live a long life, Bela Lugosi?
I'm not really sure.
I remember him for Dracula, but other than that, I don't remember anything he really ever did.
Well, he loved those capes.
He certainly did. He loved to wear his capes. You got it right. Hey, thank you. Yes, it was Bela Lugosi, the original Dracula. I don't know what happened to Bela Lugosi, though, after Dracula. I know he was around for a few years. I don't know what he did. Maybe he opened up a cape shop. Hard to tell with people like that. Bela Lugosi, the original Dracula. All right, hello, gorgeous. That's a movie quote. Does anybody know what movie that's from? Hello, gorgeous. Or Elementary, My Dear Watson, which is still on the table. We still don't have that one. We know Sherlock Holmes said it, but do we know the title of the movie that it was from? Elementary, My Dear Watson, or Hello, gorgeous. Those are the movie quotes. Let's see if we can put another one in here. Okay, now this is one of, this is current times. Okay? My Precious. Now, I guess that's weird that was a famous quote, but does anybody know what movie that's from? My Precious. See, that one's over my head, but I know a lot of people saw this movie. So we will see if anybody knows what that is. Attica, Attica. Does anybody know what movie that's from? That's a famous quote. I've heard that one before. Attica, Attica. What movie did that come from? Let's see here. Maybe we'll add one more. Sawyer. You're going out a youngster, but you're coming back a star. Does anybody know what movie that's from? Okay, those are the new quotes. 53 minutes past the hour. Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you're coming back a star. What movie is that? Attica, Attica. Where did that come from? My Precious. What movie is that from? Hello, Gorgeous. Or Elementary, My Dear Watson. And we know Sherlock Holmes said it, but we don't know what movie it's from. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Elementary, My Dear Watson. Hello, Gorgeous. My Precious. Attica, Attica. Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you've come back a star. What movies did those quotes come from? I was thinking Attica, Attica is kind of like Toga, Toga. Certainly not from the same movie, but apparently repeating the same word twice can lead to being a famous movie quote. Attica, Attica. What movie did that come from? Or My Precious. Now, see, the My Precious one, I don't really know about because I did not see this movie. I didn't realize that was a big quote. But I guess if they're going to put it on the list, we'll put it out there today. Does anybody know what movie had the famous quote, My Precious? Hello, Gorgeous. Now, that became a famous quote in other movies as well. But does anybody know the original movie that Hello, Gorgeous came from? Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you're coming back a star. Now, that's an older one, but I'm sure somebody has seen it down through the years. And Elementary, My Dear Watson. Sherlock Holmes said it, but what movie was it from? That's the question. Go ahead, caller.
My Precious is Lord of the Rings.
It is Lord of the Rings. You know, I did not know if anybody would know that. Is that a big quote in that movie, Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, the ring is My Precious.
It's So that's where it comes from.
I got the whole series on VHS.
Oh, you got the whole Lord of the Rings on VHS?
Yeah.
Now,
so
what...
I watch it occasionally.
Well, I tell you, I have never really seen... What is, in like a little box fashion here, what are those movies about?
What is that?
I say, what are the movies about?
Probably just, how do you say, fantasy.
Fantasy, kind of sci-fi.
And orcs and, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Well, I'm glad you got that, because
the character is the hobbits, the little people.
The hobbits. Well, it's interesting because I wasn't sure anybody'd get that, but I guess it is a famous quote. I thank you.
Yep.
Absolutely. My Precious does come from The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, 2002. So there is a more current movie, that's for sure. I was not sure anybody would get that. My Precious, Lord of the Rings. All right. 56 minutes past the hour. Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you're coming back a star. What movie's that? Attica, Attica. Where did that come from? Hello, Gorgeous. Now that's one I'm shocked that we don't have the answer to. Hello, Gorgeous. Elementary, My Dear Watson. Said by Sherlock Holmes, but do we know what movie it's from? Coming up on 57 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Don't forget the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2:10 to 3 p.m. Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m. right here today on WWGH Radio. Remember to check out the website for archive shows dating back to January of 2016. WWGH1071.com or download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device to listen anywhere in the world. Just search WWGH. And again this morning, we've been paying tribute to the late Marge Hazlett, who hosted Talk of the Town on this station for 4 years, January of 2016 until, I guess a little more than 3 years, February of 2019. But Marge passed away on Sunday evening at the age of 85, longtime school teacher at Oak Street Elementary, not Oak Street, Mark Street Elementary, and a nurse, also a professor at Ohio State for more than 50 years, and a radio host here on this station for 4 years. And we operate as a family here, so it's always sad to lose a member of the family, and Marge certainly was that. And again, her last show on this station was February 15th, 2019, and I just want to play her from that show one more time before we go off the air today. Here's Marge Hazlett, February 15th, 2019.
I had opportunity in nursing to be the director of nursing in Marion when I came. I was offered that job, but I didn't want to do that because that wasn't what I was on my calling. I really loved to work with the patients. I loved teaching the students and helping them help the patient. And I've never been sorry, never in a minute in my life. I love everything I've done. I really have. And people think that it's just sick. Well, it isn't. That's the way I am. I'd give my shirt off my back, you know, if I really knew the person needed it worse than I. I used to be a neat freak. I had to have everything in its place. I had to have it cleaned all the time. I don't even care. You know, I'm going to enjoy my animals. I'm going to enjoy coming here. I'm just going to enjoy life.
And that's the best way.
That's the way I look at it.
And again, that is the late Marge Hazlett, one of our dear friends, passed away Sunday night at the age of 85. And once we get more information, we will let you know on the arrangements for Marge. Oh, we'll miss you, Marge. All right. I'm about done here today. I will be back tomorrow with much more, but stay tuned to WWGH Radio. Lots more programming straight ahead. Stay tuned to this station.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. The only local Marion news coverage from the Republican National Convention.